And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Brian Schultz with the Aberdeen Community Theater, our Associate Artistic Managing Director, here to talk about their upcoming dinner theater performance, Murder at Cafe Noir, and all the other things going on at the community theater this month. Brian, welcome back.
Good morning. How are things?
Very good. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate the time. Let's start things off here. Before we get into Cafe Noir, just recap your last show for us. How did everything go?
Yeah, the last show we did was For Better, which was that silly farce about people trying to get married via cell phone. And that was a lot of fun. Audiences had a really good time with it. You know, despite the fact that nobody has heard of the play before, people seem to enjoy it. So, you know, that's a good lesson in you don't have to know the title to have a good time.
Give something a try.
Exactly.
For sure. And you guys now are doing a dinner theater, which is something you've said before we went on air. Something you guys haven't done in 25 years, something like that. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, the last time we did dinner theater was Tony and Tina's wedding back in 1998 that we did at the old Elks Club, which is now Kids Against Hunger, that building across from the bowling alley.
Sure.
We thought we'd do dinner theater again. This time we're seating people right on stage at the Capitol Theater. So we've got several tables set up. We can seat just over 140 people on stage, and we'll be doing an agreeable meal and a fun show.
So your ticket gets you an actual meal as well as the performance.
Yep. Tickets are $47 in advance, $55 at the door. That gets you the show, the meal, which is sponsored by Ken's Superfare, and a large ACT souvenir sippy cup.
And even though this is something special that you guys haven't done in a while, if you buy your season tickets to the community theater, this is part of that, right?
Yes. And we've actually spent the last couple of weeks calling all of our subscribers to give them first choice of seating, because that is how we roll. So if you are a subscriber to the Aberdeen Community Theater and you haven't gotten your ticket for Cafe Noir yet, give our office a call right away. That way we can get you all taken care of, because tickets are now available to the public.
What is dinner theater for those that don't know? Am I literally eating as the play is going on, or do I eat first, then the performance is happening?
Every dinner theater, everywhere in the world sets it up a little bit differently. Sometimes you're eating during the show, sometimes you're eating before the show, sometimes you're eating after the show. we're structuring it so there's a short little scene that happens, and then you get a course of a meal, and then there's another short scene, and then you get the next course, and then another short scene, and the next course, and it just moves on that way.
And I have seen like a murder mystery dinner theater as like a fundraiser before. And I think that was a bunch of like volunteers that are up on stage and not necessarily actors. And that one, there's a lot of crowd interaction because you got to ask questions and they answer whatnot. But then you try to figure out who done it when it's all said and done. Is that how this is going to work, or is it going to be more structured? What's it like?
Pretty similar. You know, a lot of the murder mystery fundraisers in town, they're oftentimes locally written, and most of the, if not all of the dialogue is improvised.
Yes.
This is actually scripted. In fact, the author of this claims to be the inventor of the murder mystery genre. I haven't looked into it, but, whatever.
We'll go with it, sure.
That's right. We'll go with it. It's very scripted and structured, and one of the nice things about that is a lot of the jokes and some of the audience interaction will be nice and clean and polished.
Mm-hmm.
There will still be audience interaction, especially while the meal is being served. So audience members will still have a chance to ask ask the characters some questions.
Will the audience then try to figure out who done it? Or?
Oh, absolutely. There will still be that element. So right after dessert, they'll get a chance to log their guesses, and the correct guesses then get entered into a chance to win a prize.
Tell me about the show then. Murder at Cafe Noir. I mean, I immediately think of noir detective movies,
I guess. That's exactly what it is. So we've got this island in the Caribbean, this little nightclub that for some reason seems to be trapped in the 1940s. So everything is black and white. The private eye learned everything he knows from watching old Bogart films. And so he's got that real swanky private eye sort of feel, you see?
Mm-hmm. And tell me more about the show, I guess. Somebody's murder, somebody comes to, is it the dame comes in and like needs help with her husband missing or something? How does it go?
So when the audience arrives, they'll get newspapers on their tables that have explained that the nightclub owner, the owner of Cafe Noir, has already been found dead.
Okay.
And so then we meet all of the other characters, and the private eye just tries to figure out who did it. And with the audience's help, maybe we'll figure it out.
And whose kind of idea was it to do dinner theater? Because you said this is something that the guys haven't done in years, and sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, but why bring it back, I guess?
Sure. Well, you know, when picking shows for a season, you try to find a good balance of, you know, comedy, drama, musical, you know, family theater, that sort of thing. And I know that we hadn't done just a good mystery in quite a while. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm looking at Agatha Christie titles and, you know, all sorts of other things. And I stumbled across this one, and it happened to be structured for dinner theater. So I thought, oh, why not?
Give it a go. And how many people are in the cast?
It's a cast of 7.
Okay.
And we've been at it since late August, and we are all set for, we're getting ourselves set for performances coming up at the end of the month.
And I mean, is it for the actors, how much different is it than, you know, like a traditional performance? Because I imagine they go out, they do the bit the way that you're describing it, and then they're off stage for a little bit of an extended period of time, maybe more so than a regular performance?
Or? A little bit of both. It's scripted to have us mingle around the audience while they're eating, mm-hmm. During a couple of the courses. Then during a couple of the courses, everybody will scoot off stage and
I imagine,
be gone for a bit.
I imagine also the actors and actresses will be in full wardrobe, right?
Yes.
Because I just, again, going back to my experience with dinner theater around the you know, it's volunteers and it's all improv. They might put on a hat. And that's their costume.
We've got full costumes because we're trapped in the 1940s, and it's all very film noir.
So is the play like? I mean, based in the 1940s, you keep saying trapped. So is it like a gag that they're acting like it's the 1940s, but it's present day, or is this?
It is a gag set up that way. So gotcha. we're not actually in the 1940s, but everybody seems to feel like they are in the 1940s.
Well, it'll make you the viewers, you know. In that mold as well.
Yeah, it's a fun gimmick.
And are you directing or?
Yes, I'm directing the show, so it's been a lot of fun.
How much different is a dinner theater direction than a regular play?
You know, really not a whole lot, because you still have your elements of, you know, we got to tell the story and, you know, build the suspense and build the moments and things like that. The only thing that's really different is making sure all the characters are visible to everyone seated on stage, you know, so it's a different, you know, seating layout and a scenic layout, but otherwise it's business as usual for me.
And I think, I could be wrong about this, but if you are a fan of Aberdeen Community Theater, take advantage of this, because one of the rare times you get to have food or drink in the theater, right?
that's right.
And it sounds like you get a sippy cup, too, to make sure nothing spills,
that's
right?
That's right. The bar will be open, so we'll have beer and wine available, pop and soda to go along with the meal.
Very good. So again, before we let you go here, Brian Schultz with the Aberdeen Community Theater, daytime location. Tickets available for Murder at Cafe Noir.
Yes. Performances are September 27th through the 29th. The social starts at 6:30 with the actual showtime starting at 7. So do come early. Come at 6:30. That's, again, September 27th through the 29th. That's a Wednesday through Friday. Then October 2nd through the 7th, 6:30. That's Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday, October 8th. The social starts at 12:30 with a 1 o'clock showtime.
Excellent. We will leave it there. Brian Schultz with the Aberdeen Community Theater. Thank you so much for coming on the radio this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.